Proclamation number 3736, dated the April 5th, 1946. Disclosure of attitude. People will reveal their innermost attitude when you bring the gospel to them in times of severe earthly hardship, when you offer them my word for comfort and help. Many a person will reach for it like a drowning man who grasps the lost rescue anchor and draws the strength he needs from my word in order to overcome earthly hardship. While others will behave indifferently or negatively, ridicule the bearers of light or even threaten them. Because the immense hardship will remove any disguise, and people who previously still pretended to believe will show their true character and then part with all faith, they will condemn earthly life and curse me as creator and ruler of heaven and earth, if they inwardly still believe in a power which is strong and yet allows this hardship to happen. And they're the ones who belong to my adversary, who knowingly declare war on everyone who acknowledges me, because their curse against me, which they need not voice yet frequently utter in their dark thoughts, will fall back on them and completely drive them into my adversary's hands, who will openly use them for actions against me. And they, too, need to be forced by harsh conditions to express themselves. They, too, have to openly declare their attitude and become aware of what they believe in. This disclosure of attitude will happen when you preach my word to them, which testifies of my love, which teaches and intends to foster love. The test I expect of people is difficult, and yet it cannot be bypassed in view of the end which you are approaching faster than you think. And anyone who does not prove himself in the days of hardship, who does not find the path to me, is without faith, even if he says otherwise. The strength of my word will touch many true believers and ease their distress, but anyone who opposes you when you bring them my word reveals his inner being, and this is neither receptive nor willing to receive, and thus he will not feel the strength of my word either. Hence you will be subjected to dreadful persecutions. You will be threatened and then have to stand firm against your enemies. But I tell you even this in advance so that you will not doubt my word, so that you will remain strong even then, because you will know that your work for my kingdom will have completely different results, which always correspond to the inner thoughts of the person to whom you proclaim my gospel. And if Satan has already taken possession of a human soul, he will also show his true nature. He will ridicule and insult me and you, as my messengers, too. But then do not fear, as I will be with you whenever you work for me and my kingdom, and I will protect you even against the worst and most hostile attacks. But then move on and do not stay with those whom you clearly recognize as my opponents. Continue to carry the light, my divine teaching of love, to those who need strength and support and who will be grateful to you for offering them my word. And do not let your enemies deter you, because my word also aims to expose people's inner attitude, so that they will openly express their opinion about my gift and thus also about me, who thereby wants to urge them to make a decision before the final end arrives. Amen.